Erevin, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel 8:3, and now we return to the topic of the Eruvei Chatzeros, and our Mishnah here is going to consider a scenario which is actually very similar conceptually in setup to what we had at the end of the sixth Perek, where we had the two Chatzeros, one within the other, and the people living in the inner Chatzer had Drisas Haregel rights, permission to pass through the outer Chatzer, because they needed that walkway to get access to the main Rishus HaRavim. In our Mishnah, however, the setup is sort of in three dimensions, if you will, instead of two dimensions. That is to say, what we have is, we have two groups of people, one living on the ground floor, with all their homes opening into the Chatzer, and a second group of people living on a second level, an upper level, and they gain access to their homes through a ladder, which takes them up from the ground floor in the Chatzer up to a shared living area, a merpeset, like a gallery or an open, you know, walkway area that provides access through that, like, upper level corridor to their homes. So their homes open up to the merpeset, and the lower people's homes open up to the Chatzer. But the people in the upper level have rights to pass through the Chatzer, and therefore they also have access to the same kind of stuff that the people in the Chatzer have, essentially. So our mission is going to consider what happens if you have a setup where the people in the lower level made an Erev amongst themselves, the Chatzer people, and the people in the upper level, the Merpeset people, made a Chatzer, made an Erev Chatzeros all to themselves. So that will mean that you essentially have two groups of people with two separate Erev Chatzeros, each with their own separate domain, and they can't carry from their homes into their counterparts shared living space, but they can carry amongst themselves and their homes into their own shared living space, meaning the people in the Merpeset can carry from their homes to the Merpeset, and vice versa, and the people in the Chatzer can carry from their homes to the Chatzer, and vice versa, but they can't carry, the people in the Chatzer can't carry from their homes up into the Merpeset, and people in the Merpeset upstairs can't carry from their homes into the Chatzer down below, because they failed to make a single Erev Chatzeros that combined all the residents of both the lower and upper floor of the building. It reminds me in picture, kind of like in my head anyways, how a motel is set up in America, like those Motel 8s where you have like the parking lots down below, you have people on the ground floor, and then you have people living above them on the upper floor with that kind of corridor that connects all the motel rooms on the upper floor. But whatever the case is, since you have shared access down below, but no one's going upstairs, it could be under certain circumstances where there are architectural features next to the building where the surfaces really belong to the people on the upper floor as opposed to the lower floor, and as much as it's much more useful and accessible to people in the upper floor than the lower floor. So our mission is going to set forth who may make use of these architectural features. Let's talk about a pillar. Let's say there's a pillar beside the building. So the top of the pillar, can that be used by the bottom people or the top people? If it could be used by both people equally, or it's equally inaccessible to both people, so then since it's of equal access to upper and lower people, so then neither can use it because it's not included in any sort of joint area which would connect the upper and lower people together. So the Mishnah says inside, Anche chatzer v'anche merpeses sheshachachu v'lo ervu. The residents of the lower courtyard and the residents of the upper courtyard, the merpeset, they neglected to combine into a single Eruv Chatzeros that would combine everyone, upper and lower, together into one consortium. Instead, you have two separate consortia. You have the people on the bottom, the Chatzer people, and their Eruv Chatzeros, and the people upstairs, the Merpeset, and their Eruv Chatzeros. So the Mishnah says, Kol shegavoh asar tfachim. Any feature, let's say a pillar, that's next to the building, that's at least 10 tfachim off the ground, the Merpeset, that will be uniquely accessible or much more accessible to the people living the upper story, the Merpeset, than the lower people. And therefore, the people in the Merpeset upstairs can make use of it, taking from their home to put onto that surface, whereas the people in the lower story may not. Now, to understand this Mishnah, we have to actually set forth a number of caveats. The first caveat is, when we're talking about a shared space like this pillar beside the building, we have to assume, we have to understand that both the upper and lower people pay for it and own it together. If that wouldn't be the case, so it would belong exclusively to whoever built it and paid for it, and therefore this question wouldn't get off the ground. Similarly, when we say that if the pillar is 10 tefachim off the ground, then it belongs to the people in the upper story as much as they have much more access to it, we're assuming that the distance between the upper story and the lower story, the upper story and the top of the pillar is less than 10 tefachim. So they have sort of easy access, whereas the people down below have less easy access. If the distance between the floor of the upper story and the surface of this pillar is more than 10 tefachim, then both upper and lower story each have sort of inconvenient access equally. And that being the case, it won't belong to one more than the other, and therefore it belongs to both of them, and if it belongs to both of them, neither can use it, because of course not included in any joint Eruv. Finally, we have to understand that the case we're talking about here is where the surface area, like the top of the pillar, is more than 4 by 4 tefachim, 4 wide and 4 deep. The reason why is because if it's less than 4 by 4 tefachim, then it's called a makom patur, and one is permitted to put on and off a makom patur, even from Rishus HaRabim, and certainly from their home, onto the makom patur. So here we're talking about a scenario where we have a pillar or an outcrop next to the building, and it is bigger than 4 by 4, and therefore it has a separate status all to itself, and the question is just which domain it belongs to, as the Mishnah says forth. There'll be one more criteria which will be set forth explicitly in the Mishnah, which is it has to be that this pillar is close to the building. If the pillar is far away, so the people in the upstairs can't reach it anyways, so then the whole thing doesn't get off the ground, but the Mishnah will discuss that explicitly in a moment. So that's the step one. Now, step two, the Mishnah says, if you have chulias habor, if you dug out a pit, the bor is a pit, like a storage pit, and you get the sand from inside the pit, and you pile the sand around the hole, making sort of like an embankment so people don't fall into the pit, that's the chulia, the rim around it. And if that rim is 10 tefachim off the ground, you have a setup very similar to the previous case. And same goes if it's v'hasela, you're talking about a rock, like a big boulder in the chatzer. Again, if it's 10 tefachim high, gevoas ar tefachim, l'merpeset, it belongs to the merpeset. If it's less than 10 tefachim high, it belongs to everyone equally, and therefore no one can use it. If it even has 10 tefachim high, but the merpeset is still more than 10 tefachim away from the top of this rock or the mound, whatever it is, so then belongs to both of them equally, and therefore no one can use it. There's a side point the Gemara gets into, which I don't want to get into here. It's sort of beyond the scope, which is what's going on inside this hole, what's it filled with, can it be emptied out mid-Shabbos, and so on. The bottom line is the Gemara ends up saying to make this thing work properly and sidestep all of the potential issues, which would change up Shana Mishnah. What's going on here is that this is a pit that's filled with stuff, like let's say grain, and the stuff is muktzah, so it's like tevel grain that has been tithed, and therefore it's not going to be moved on Shabbos and be depleted, and the mound, meaning the hole that's filled up, including the mound, now gives an area that's 4x4 tefachim. So that's kind of the setup here of our case. Now, the Mishnah says, B'medavar memurim, when does all this apply that we're going to attribute a tall thing with 10 tefachim off the ground to the merpeset? That's assuming besmucha. That assumes that this mound or rock or pillar is adjacent to the merpeset. Not only is it like close vertically, but also horizontally. It's not too far away. Because if it were too far away, they wouldn't have easy access anyways. And that's what the Mishnah says here. Aval b'muflages, if it is indeed at a distance, a horizontal distance away from the merpeset, so they can't easily put stuff on or take off it. Afilo gavoa sar tefachim, doesn't matter how high it is, even if it's 10 tefachim, and therefore it's sort of like off the ground and in the upper zone, if you will, it doesn't matter, since they haven't got the people in the upper level haven't got easier access than people in the chatzer, it doesn't matter. So even if afilo gavoa sar tefachim, it belongs lechatzer, it belongs to the chatzer. But now what does that mean? Lechatzer means it belongs to the chatzer and the merpeset equally, meaning neither one can use it. Beizi smucha, what defines adjacent? How close is close enough? Kol she'ena rechoka arba tefachim, that assumes that this rock or pillar or mound with the embankment is all within 4 tefachim. Very close. 4 tefachim is something like around, 15 inches, like 35 centimeters. Very close. At that point, it's abutting and adjacent and useful to the people upstairs. And if not, if it's at a distance, then it hasn't got any special status to the upstairs people, and in fact it belongs to the chatzer downstairs, and no one can use it because both have equal access, and therefore no one can use it. Interestingly, by the way, Nosakel and Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that if you have, let's say, the embankment, and it's low down, it's not even 10 tefachim off the ground, and it's at a distance of more than 4 tefachim from the merpeset, then it seems to be sort of uniquely useful for the people in the chatzer and not the merpeset people, and therefore the people in the chatzer could use it, taking stuff on and off, because it belongs to them exclusively, kind of, and therefore, and it's inaccessible really to the people upstairs. So the upstairs people don't restrict the lower people from using such a mound or rock, etc.